Hello, friends. Today I want to talk about the Cuties controversy. It's a Netflix film that was a hit at Sundance, and apparently some people have a problem with it, and so do I. Also, if you want to find out what I made for dinner, it was a simple enchilada dish with some cans from Old El Paso. On those days when you don't want to make a big fuss, stay to the end of the podcast and you can hear that recipe stuff at the very end. So some pictures were circulating online that pertain to a movie that is out on Netflix right now, I believe. The movie had won an award for, I think it was called a Jury Award for Directing in the Sundance Film Festival. So right off the top, you know, it's acclaimed work. But the issue that people are having is the promotional videos or the promotional photos for the film, and the fact that Netflix is even has this film in their catalog, because it triggered a petition by concerned parents regarding the images and I guess basically the story behind the movie, the plot. And when I first saw the photo, I didn't know what it was. I thought it was some crazy reality show. But it's actually a movie. And later on, I will read through the details in a recent article all about this. But for now, I just want to talk off the top of my head my personal feelings. Of course, I have a problem with it. These are underaged girls. I do think that they are sexualizing them. I do think that they are being exploited in the name of art. And if you look at the photos, if you're a parent as well, we can look at it with a close eye. And in one of the images, the girls are on the stairs outside near a bridge, it looks like, there, graffiti in the background, and they are posing in a way that, I guess, if you could be to play devil's advocate, you could say, well, they're fully dressed, they've got short shorts and they've got their midriffs out, but they're posing in a way that maybe girls who are underage shouldn't be posing. Not because it's vulgar per se, but it's the kind of stance that maybe a woman who's trying to look sexy in an adult setting would do. I don't find it cute myself. Call me a prude if you want to, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it, always will. These little poses to me are not adorable or cute for underaged girls. The other photo, which I think is the one, the real promo for it, is they're like on a stage with, they're wearing knee pads. I guess that's what dancers wear, but it reminds me of like a football cheerleaders or something, or those female football players, that kind of look. Which, if you've ever seen the female football league, it's very, very sexualized, but they're adult women. But the whole point is to get men's attention, obviously, because they might not watch otherwise. They're not wearing real football costumes. They're wearing short shorts, much like these girls are wearing here. And in this photo that has the title of the film right underneath, Cuties, C-U-T-I-E-S, there's no mistaking how much wrong there is with it. The girl in the center, who's standing straight up, you know, with her entire midriff showing, on its own, no big deal. I guess if you're wearing a bikini at the pool or beach, that would be the same situation. That alone, I don't think is too bad. But then the girl right in front of her is on all fours. Okay, and her shorts are just as short. They almost cover her complete rear end, but not quite. Almost. But the pose, you know, she's on all fours with one hand on her, I guess, top of her buttocks. Then the girl to her right is in essentially twerk pose. She's squatting with her hands on top of her thighs and in that position. There's nothing else you do in that position unless you're doing exercises. But in the dance realm, you would be squatting. She is in position, twerking. She is in position to twerk. She is getting ready to twerk. the little girl there with her glasses on. And then the one in the front is squatting all the way down to the ground. It's a common dance pose that I've seen, when they squat down and then open their legs and then they get back up. But she's mid position, so her legs are open, although she's angled to the side, so you're not looking at her crotch or anything. Thank God her knee pad is actually hiding that part of her body. But you get the point. You have a girl who looks like she's about to twerk. The other one is squatting with her legs open, although she's angled to the side. The other one is on all fours. And maybe the fourth girl who's standing straight up is okay if the other girls weren't in the photo. Or if all the girls had their hands up in the air like that, midriff or no midriff. But they don't. There's three doing other stuff and then one girl in the middle. So as a parent looking at this and knowing that these girls are underage, and knowing that the plot of the story here of this movie is an 11-year-old girl who wants to, who rebels against her religious family and conservative values and wants to explore her womanhood, or I guess her female self, by dancing sensually. And yeah, I got a problem with that. We're not talking about an 18-year-old who goes off to college. We're not talking about even a teenager. We're talking about the girl in the movie who the film is centered on is 11. I'm thinking that's prepubescent, that's she hasn't menstruated yet. I don't know who would be okay with this, but unfortunately, I do know enough from social media, which I hope is not a reflection of everyone in the world, that they'll view this as female empowerment. They'll view this as sexual liberation and freedom. They'll see this as equality of the sexes. They'll see nothing wrong with the dance moves or the attire. They don't think it's provocative in any way. And anyone who thinks otherwise is a prude, an old-fashioned prude. And that really stinks, because if I had a daughter, I wouldn't want her to see this movie. And what is the point of grown-ups seeing this movie? Why should grown people see 11-year-old girls twerking? Oh, I know. It's art, right? If you read the description of the movie's objective in the article that I'll follow up with in a little bit, because I don't have it in front of me, that's exactly what they refer to as an exploration. All that rhetoric, you know, for the sake of art, you know, the fancy words, the cinematic terms about it being a work of art. I know that if the film, you know, was originally made in France, and if they're more laid back about sex and more, you know, that they're different about it, more relaxed about it. Maybe they think Americans are uptight. I don't know. But I think that's what I've always heard about the cultures. I understand that and I get that, but doesn't change the fact that, you know, most people who don't agree with this are always treated as though there's something wrong with them instead of the other way around. And I would like to know why anybody thinks it's okay and acceptable. The other day, someone had posted an old images of Brooke Shields when she was, I think, in Playboy. She's in the bathtub. She's topless. I think her behind is showing. Very outrageous that even happened. And from what I understand, her mother commissioned those photos. She also started a movie called Pretty Baby, where the premise was a story about a prostitute and her daughter, who also was a prostitute underaged. So I'd be lying if I said this is the first time we're seeing anything like this because of a modern age, because that movie came out in the 70s, if I recall. And I don't know if anybody said anything about it. And if you remember another film called Taxi Driver, Jodie Foster played an underaged prostitute also. So, children have been sexualized for a while now, you know, in media and mainstream, but I thought we've come a long way from that. And there are so many things in place, you know, children can't work, right? Child labor laws came in. You can't abuse kids, right? Because they'll take them away. There's so many things you can't do. But this here, they still haven't caught up to it, and I don't know why. The internet will, you know, ban you and censor you and hide all other types of information if it doesn't follow along with the narrative that's being spun right now by the liberal, you know, establishment, as they say. But things like this, they stick around. They're not banned, censored, or pulled off the internet with the same quickness. It's hypocritical and it's wrong. And I guess for anybody else who wants to speak on that, you know, it would be nice to hear from you, because we are out here and you are not alone. And this is totally unacceptable in my opinion. And I'll follow up with the article as soon as I print it out so we could talk about what the people who defend this film have to say about it. As promised, I have the article in front of me now. Well, one of them. I just randomly chose the one from the New York Times. Interestingly, someone from there, if I recall, on a separate issue, she resigned. I think I've mentioned that in another podcast, but I'll also put the link, because I think she had to resign because of the pressure that she felt to not conform to their opinions when writing. And I think she was essentially bullied at work for not adopting the same thinking process that her colleagues and the paper is known for. But either way, let's read the article they wrote about the movie Cuties that I was talking about before I had it in front of me. And the title is Netflix Accused of Sexualizing Girls Pulling Artwork for Cuties. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the article through, and then I'm going to stop as needed and say what I feel as I go. And they lead with this: conspiracy theorists and concerned parents complained about the image associated with Cuties, a French film that examines how children are encouraged to be sexualized. Okay, so right out the gate, they start with conspiracy theorists. I think that's deliberate, because anytime you see that, it's an attempt, in my opinion, to discredit something. You call it a conspiracy theory. And if you read between the lines, basically, they're saying that if you have anything against the sexual exploitation of children, or pedophilia for that matter, you're a conspiracy theorist. But thankfully, they also put in their concerned parents. Good for them. The film is a French film, so... what were my thoughts about that? I don't recall, but I have some notes here. But we'll move on, and if I remember, I'll bring it up. It says, Netflix has changed the promotional image for Cuties, an award-winning French film, after it was accused of sexualizing girls. And here it continues with a quote. We're deeply sorry for the inappropriate artwork that we used for Cuties, a spokesperson for Netflix said. It was not okay, nor was it representative of this French film, which won an award at Sundance. We've now updated the pictures and description. All right, so they said that they're sorry for the inappropriate artwork, which apparently is what they think people are upset about. And that may be so, but I think it goes deeper than that. I think it's fair to say they're upset with the film. So it's not inappropriate artwork, it's an inappropriate film. So let's get that clear. Netflix original artwork promoting Cuties on the streaming service featured a picture of four young girls posed provocatively, some twerking while wearing hot pants. Now the promotional images show the lead actress, Fathia Yusuf, looking over her shoulder. And I'll actually use that photo for the art of the podcast. That's the only photo that is not sexualized. The complaints, posted in part by followers of the QAnon conspiracy theory, may have come as a surprise to some, given that Cuties, the debut feature by, I cannot pronounce the director's name, I prefer not to butcher it, so let's just say by the director, her initials are MD, has been praised for questioning how society and social media pressure young children into acting in sexually explicit ways. The director was named Best Director in the World Cinema category for this year's Sundance Film Festival and received a special mention at this year's Berlinale Festival in Germany. Okay, so she's received special mention at a separate festival, and she won an award at the Sundance. The Row began on Tuesday after Netflix published a trailer for Cuties online. It quickly drew criticism, as did the film's artwork. Parents who agree to put their girls in this movie are pimps, read one comment. Now, I wouldn't necessarily say it that way, but you have to ask yourself, films like these wouldn't even be made if the parents themselves didn't allow their own children to star in them. Then there's the fact that the director, and here I'm repeating again something I just read about the film, which has been praised for questioning how society and social media pressure young children into acting in sexually explicit ways. Well, yes, that's definitely a topic of concern and worth exploration. But why does it necessarily have to come in the form of a whole movie in order to discuss the issue? Perhaps an interview with actual parents who are going through this with their own children and their concerns and the issues they face in particular because of this social media influence. Otherwise, the impression, at least to me, is that the film itself is encouraging the very thing that they are questioning. You know, and it also goes beyond this particular film itself. You hear all the time about stage parents and how they push their kids, you know, to be actors or models, and that pressure that they have. And sometimes it's not even the child that's even interested, it's the parents themselves. And they have that reputation. Either way, if your child was not involved in anything whatsoever to do with acting, this is how you want to put their, you know, star on the map. I just don't understand, because the children are underaged. No one above the age of 18 is even allowed to see the film because of its rating. So it's a film about children doing something that other children can't even watch, but grown-ups can. I don't get it. I feel like it's just an invitation for people who are not going to be looking at it with an artistic eye, as some deep-rooted issue that needs, you know, investigation. They'll be gazing at these little girls who will be twerking on screen. And so when Netflix apologized for the artwork, as it not being representative of the film, how is that not the case if that artwork is representative of an actual scene in the film? That doesn't align. That doesn't make sense. It either represents what you will be seeing in the film or it doesn't. You know, generally speaking, the fact that even films like this can get, you know, done explains why the mainstream media is not discussing the Epstein scandal right now. Even though Ghislaine Maxwell is behind bars and there's a picture floating around of Clinton, who clearly was involved with one of the underage girls who was part of that whole thing. And it's as if it's not anything that people are thinking about or care about. And let's continue on now with the article. It reads, some are still calling for the film, scheduled to land on Netflix on September 9th, to be deleted from the streaming service. Okay, so earlier I said the film was in Netflix, in their lineup right now, but apparently it's not. It's slated for the 9th of September. Online petition, which had over 170,000 signatures on Friday, urged Netflix not to release it. And then this is in quotes. The problem isn't the artwork. It's the fact it's about twerking 11-year-olds for adult viewing pleasure, end quote. Read an update to the petition posted on Thursday. And then again, quotes, take it down. We have the screenshots it added. And yes, that's what I was saying earlier. It's not about the artwork or the images that they're using to represent the film. It's what's contained in the film, right? The movie could have had just words, you know, on a blank background. saying cuties and no more, no less. And then once people saw the film, they probably would still have the same reaction. I'll continue. Calls to remove the film have gained particular traction among supporters of the QAnon conspiracy theory who believe top Democrats and celebrities like the artist Marina Abramovic are behind a global child trafficking ring. Netflix just normalized pedophilia, one QAnon supporting Facebook page posted on Friday. The change to the artwork is only the latest example of Netflix facing pressure to remove content from its streaming platform on moral grounds. In July, it canceled production of a series in Turkey after authorities refused it a permit because the show included a gay character. In 2018, Netflix complied with a request from the Saudi Arabian government and removed an episode of the show Patriot Act with Hassan Minhaj from the platform in that country because it included criticism of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. And I probably butchered it at the end there, but this is interesting because it's saying that it has canceled productions due to moral grounds for other people in other countries. Again, the gay character that they didn't allow in Turkey, okay, and then now in Saudi Arabia because of the criticism of this figure, this crown prince. Now that is interesting to me, because here we are in America, right, where censorship shouldn't exist for other things like free speech and all the banning that's going on when people bring up the certain use of a medication that might help you as a treatment and combined with other things for a certain virus. Anyway, the way they scrub things off the internet, the way they censor conservatives of all people, the way they try to shove things down your throat, one of them being alternate lifestyles, and Turkey's having none of it. So here in America, apparently, if you complain about young girls being sexualized, that is, you know, met with a lot of confusion for some reason. All right, the article goes on to say the film itself released in France has not caused any such rows. Now, I said earlier that I had a thought about it being in France, and now it came to me that they probably are more laid back, so it probably isn't a big deal to them. The director says that her debut feature follows the story of an 11-year-old Amy as she struggles to find her place in life. At home, Amy has to please her mother, a Muslim from Senegal, but she's drawn to a group of friends who have their own dance troupe. Now, this threw me off guard. I will admit that when I heard that this was about a young girl rebelling against her conservative family, I thought she was Christian. I thought it was Christian values that they were having a problem with, because I know that this country is known for Christianity, and people seem to hate that and say that they don't, I guess, have the same acceptance or tolerance for other religions. And here, this film is focused on a girl who's from a Muslim background, who I know for a fact are just as strict, if not more strict, especially as far as the women are concerned. And it's pretty interesting to me that she is the subject of this film, because I would like to know what Muslim families think about it, to see this little girl dancing sensually. Threw me off all the way. The director continues to say, in June, during an interview at the Sundance Film Festival, that the idea for Cuties partly came to her after she attended an event in Paris where she watched a group of 11-year-olds performing a highly sexualized dance. Okay, so she saw a real-life example of this happening in Paris, in real life. So I guess it is more acceptable there. Although she says here, I was so shocked, she said. For me, it was just, oh my God, what am I seeing? Many of the children's parents who were also watching the show wore traditional religious dress, she added, and that culture fascinated her. And the culture shock fascinated her. I want more. I want to know more. They don't elaborate on this. What traditional dress were the families wearing watching the 11-year-olds dancing sexually? Were they the Muslim families? Because this doesn't really make any sense to me.
I'm going to have to ask around about that. And this reminds me of something that I said that I personally experienced in my working days in a previous podcast, where there was an event to celebrate Three Kings Day, and they had a dance troupe come in of little kids, and one of the dances was a little girl and a little boy, no more than 4 or 5 years old. I'm guessing the age, but that's how they looked, and they were dancing to reggaeton, Gasolina to be exact. And they were gyrating and all that other stuff, and it was, oh my goodness, inappropriate. And we were shocked. All right, which also reminds me of the things I've been hearing online saying that it's just about a dance competition. If it was just about a dance competition, the movie wouldn't have to have an R rating or whatever the rating is that doesn't allow anybody under 18 to see it. And that's what I have to say about that. In France, where the film was released in theaters on August 19th, Cuties has not stirred any controversy. So here we go again. In France, it's no big deal. They had actual 11-year-olds dancing this way, which inspired the director to make this film. So over there, girls this young doing that, no problem apparently. And then it has a little section here about a person that was reviewing the film, I guess a critic, who said, "The filmmaker skillfully refrains from passing judgment on the very explicit sexualization of the dance routines. She named it a must-see." And then another newspaper labeled it a film to see. Okay, so she says that the director skillfully refrains from passing judgment. Okay, that's fine. You could do a documentary, not pass any judgment, be totally unbiased if you want to, and just interview the parents, maybe of these actual 11-year-olds who had performed this dance that she saw in real life without showing the performance, maybe, because again, we don't want, while we're exploring a sensitive topic such as this, we don't want people who are watching for other reasons other than the information or the concern as parents to enjoy the show. I mean, there's no other way to say it. And now we're reaching the end of the article. Reviewers at Sundance didn't see the film as fetishistic either. The sight of twerking preteen bodies is explicitly designed to shock mature audiences into a contemplation of today's destruction of innocence, wrote someone who works for the Screen Daily. But she added that the film ultimately failed because it tried too hard to provoke censure. Now, this confuses me a little bit, because she's saying here that the film failed because it tried to provoke censure. And then a little while ago, I just read that someone else say that the director was skillful at refraining from passing judgment. So I don't get that. Two different opinions there. But anyway, part of her quote alone is disturbing. She says, "The sight of twerking preteen bodies is explicitly designed to shock mature audiences into a contemplation of today's destruction of innocence." Again, I mean, I read this and I think the sight of twerking preteen bodies is explicitly designed to shock mature audiences to contemplate something? I'm shocked that there is a place that you could have a sight of preteen bodies twerking. It just sounds over the top. And then let's end with the director saying that she hasn't commented on the fuss or the artwork, and that her representative did not respond to an interview request. I guess the New York Times wanted an interview. She hasn't responded to them yet. But she may appreciate some of the ongoing debate about the sexualization of children in society. "We can't continue to close our eyes about that." That was a quote from her. She said in the interview at Sundance, "No, we cannot continue to close our eyes about that. And one of the ways that we could open our eyes, I think, constructively, is to not make films about them doing just that. It's not informational. It's more for entertainment purposes, it seems." And I'm stunned. I mean, devoting an entire film to the subject of being shocked at the sexualization of children, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I can go around in circles talking about that. So that was the article from the New York Times. Through it all was my opinion. I think you know what that is, loud and clear. And if you would like to comment in any way, shape, or form on your feelings about this subject as a concerned parent, or even to say that you don't see anything wrong with it, knock yourself out. I still would like to hear from you. We all benefit from the conversation. Leave a comment, like, share, subscribe. You know what to do. It's up to you. Ciao for now. I was going through my pantry yesterday and I came across some cans that I forgot I had there. And I think I spoke about this recipe before when I said that for a quick fix, nothing beats canned cooking. So you just need some chicken breasts, and sometimes you can buy them cooked already, that rotisserie chicken that they sell in the supermarket. But I had raw chicken breasts. I cut that up into strips. Now, as for the cans I'm talking about, it's the 10-ounce can of the green chili enchilada sauce. You're going to also need the green chilies. I think these say fire roasted and peeled. You'll also need a package of cream cheese. And here's what you do. Here's what the recipe says in the back that you do. You cook your chicken. So I cut it up, salt and pepper it. I put it in a skillet with a little bit of olive oil. Make sure it's cooked through. Then I take it out of the pan, set it aside. And then I put in, as the recipe says, cubed cream cheese. So I cut up an 8-ounce package of cream cheese into little cubes. Let that melt in the pan with the little can of the chilies. When that gets melted through and real creamy, I then put the chicken back in there. And you don't have to do this, but there are times, and I did it on this occasion, I saute some onions and I put in fresh garlic and mix it all in with a meat mixture. But you don't have to do that. That's just something I wanted to do. And at this point, you take out your tortillas. I think I use 4 of the large size. Put that filling in each of them. For me, 1 chicken breast cut up, boneless, skinless, was enough to accommodate 4 tortillas. That sauce that you mixed with the chicken broth and in the can, line the pan with some of that so the tortillas don't stick. Put the 4 tortillas with the seam side down that you filled with that meat mixture. Then cover that whole bad boy up with the rest of the sauce, and then sprinkle cheddar cheese. It says to put about 3/4 cups. And I think I had 1/2 a package of 8-ounce block in my fridge, and that's what I used. It was more than enough. If I missed anything, I apologize, but the instructions are on the back of the can, and you don't need to use 2 if you always have chicken broth on hand like I do. And, well, it's like a Mexican lasagna. Super delicious. Just as good as anything I've had anywhere else. And cheap. You know, as long as you have the meat or leftover chicken from some other dish that you have, whatever you want, you can put in that tortilla. But I think, you know, chicken is best. I never tried it with steak, not with this. I use ground beef and steak when I do the red enchilada, which they also sell. But that's it. That's what I had for dinner. And it was yummy, yummy, yummy. And maybe you don't know what to make, and this will help you too. So, ciao for now.